Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
One of my jobs at The Burt Show is to coordinate our intern staff. Mm-hmm. So our interns are current college students who are earning credit for working with us. And they do a great job. And they do a lot of important things for us behind the scenes that you guys will never hear. But the show would not run properly without them. So big ups to The Burt Show interns. And so oftentimes they recycle through semesters. Sometimes they'll stay a couple of different semesters. We have a new intern starting today for the summer semester. And I have noticed...
Actually have more interns in here than we have us. And that's true. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel like we're about to give a lecture to a class.
Right. Well, one thing I have noticed is a trend amongst interns, and I've been doing this for about 8 years. So this is 8 years of my personal research. Mm-hmm. And that is that there is a typical trend that happened with the guy interns when they come to the show.
Here we go.
And this is just a theory, and y'all can call up and tell me I'm wrong, but this is a theory over my experience with working with The Burt Show and with the guy interns specifically who come to work. Because typically, the way that it has gone, and I will say Carl's an exception to the rule, maybe the only one.
He's graduated into producership.
Yes, he is producer Carl now. But is that once they have a lot of things, responsibilities to do off the air, typing things and sending stuff for the website and doing mundane tasks, spell checking and printing the prep and getting the studio ready for the show and all these different things.
Washing Jen. Like cleaning her and
to go to her house
like a cat.
Yeah, and grooming her hair, putting her makeup on her, brushing Melissa's teeth.
Right.
Stuff like that.
They've got mundane tasks to do, but really important ones that if they don't get accomplished, the show doesn't run as well. And then sort of as like a next level, once they've got those things mastered, is we ask the interns to join us on the air. And you've heard all of our interns through the years join us and help us with content and that sort of thing. And I've noticed that the guys, once they get on the air, their behavior on all of the responsibilities off the air completely changes. It's like somehow they've gotten what they want and all the rest of the responsibilities don't mean anything anymore. And they start to slack on those responsibilities a little bit faster and certainly more predictably than the girls' interns ever do. I mean, they start falling off on some of that mundane stuff.
So the theory here for Jen as the intern coordinator is dudes are busting butt, then they get on the air and then their workload is like cut in 50%, or at least their attitude is cut 50%.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all of their off-air responsibilities are not nearly as important as their on-air persona and that sort of thing. It's like they get sort of a touch of this on-air celebrity, or maybe they go out to a Q100 event and somebody's like, oh, I heard you on the radio, and they have listeners who know who they are, and then all of a sudden, their responsibilities behind the scenes start slacking off, and I found with the girl interns, that doesn't happen, that they are more buttoned up with their responsibilities all across the board, regardless of whether they get on the air or not.
All right, so let's get intern Brandon on. This is his At Mike Music. Anytime a new intern is introduced, we've got music that we play for him. This is what he chose. All right, Brandon, so you are continuing a trend, man. You had an opportunity to change the brand, dude.
Change the course of history.
Well, just let me say first, Jim's talking about the male interns, and I'm the only male intern on staff, so I have a feeling, a sneaky suspicion, it's me.
Okay. Well, she's just saying you're a long line of interns that
it's
and she's sensing the same
years.
Pattern.
And she's whittling down the number of men that are on the
staff.
And I don't want to be that way. I want to have a balanced staff. I want to give, you know, opportunities to all students who are eligible to earn college credit. But it seems that this trend sort of repeats its pattern. And I hate to bring this up now because we have been gone for a week and a half. We were in LA and that kind of thing. But before that, we talked about stepping it up on the off-air stuff.
Yeah. And I think that where you may not see how I step up is maybe in the morning at like 5 o'clock when we're trying to print stuff this morning. The computers didn't work. All of us tried. I was the one ultimately that got the computers fixed and all the prep printed.
Look at Melissa's face right now.
Intern Lauren's face.
All right, Lauren
tried. Come up here, Lauren.
Lauren tried.
This is Lauren's last. You're never going to hear Lauren more cocky than right now because this is her last day.
I just want to say I did get here first and I was printing everything. And as soon as the printer broke, Brandon was like, oh, it's your last day. Get up. Let me do it. So I was printing stuff. He just kind of took over and was like, oh, no, you don't have to work today. It's your last day.
He's
so
trying to take
I'm just
credit.
Saying.
Now, let me ask you this then, Lauren. On days that you're normally here with Brandon, is he here before you are and working, or are you here first?
I usually don't intern with Brandon.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Melissa, what's that look?
Well, I'm here before Jen, and the print, you know, and for Burt Show listeners, the way it works is that Jen and I, you know, Jen is the entertainment reporter, I'm the news reporter, and we do research throughout the day. But in the morning, we have things printed out for us. In case something happened overnight or there's breaking news that we both need to report on the show. So one of the interns' jobs is to print out everything they're talking about, the prep, to prep for the show, is all these stories to be there ready for us. And there seemed to be a trend there for a little bit that I think because Jen was the intern coordinator, that the interns thought, well, the prep should be printed before Jen does her entertainment buzz. But there's a portion of that prep service that is news that I need before 5:30. So we, you know, I have found that, and I'll say it, that when men are
you
on
say
the
it.
Staff,
say it.
That the prep is not there on time.
Oh, damn.
So,
I mean, today maybe the printer was broken, but somehow on days that Brandon's not here, the printer's not broken. And
who does
I get it by 5:10, 5:15.
Who does a better job running to your respective houses and walking your dog?
Right. So I'm just saying, I mean, I
don't feel that happened until Brandon was on the air and we're talking to him about relationships, and Bert's like, oh, he's got all this great on-air content. Let's put Brandon on the air all the time.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's I will be totally honest, like normally interns are here for 2 days. I've been here 3 days since I started. And it does wear on you a little bit that I never expected it to be this tolling, being
the schedule.
Yeah, 3 days.
Me neither.
So yeah, for a while it's like.
But that's honest. I appreciate the honest answer.
Come getting up at and we you guys were in LA, so had a week essentially of not getting up and coming in. So this morning it was kind of, oh my god, I used to have my morning. I'm used to having my mornings for this past week. So it does. It's an adjustment.
I thought you were supposed to be here last week.
Oh damn!
I was here. No, I'm talking about not getting up and not. Well, we only had to come in Wednesday, and Monday. Not so. It's been a week. Monday, you guys were off.
Gotcha.
So it's essentially been.
That
a week.
That was gonna be ugly, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I was like, here.
My
I was
butt
here.
Went numb.
Mine too, man.
I think here. I peed in my seat a little bit. No, well, I think that the one thing about the internship with the Burt Show that nobody thinks about until they have to do it. And just like Brandon's talking about, I think that the hardest part of our job is the physical endurance of doing it.
It's just taxing.
That people
it's
don't
not,
think about.
To me, when people say, how do you do it? How do you get up that? This is not a hard job to me. It's taxing more than anything else.
It's like a marathon. We have to, I mean, it's, you know, yeah. And so I think the most important aspect of the internship is for the interns to realize, can I hang with the schedule?
Yeah, can I hang with this physically fit bunch of people? And can I fit in with these super in shape superstars?
Right. Just the schedule shows you can't be physically fit.
Do you think it would be easier to do your internship if we got you an intern?
Yeah, that'd actually be awesome.
We could get here early and
better
do...
be a woman.
Yeah, oh. Right.
Yeah, you may not work too hard.
Yeah, make sure you don't hire a guy, yeah. Brandon. Yeah.
Also, like for a while, I was the only intern here one day a week, so it was doing a little bit extra on that one day, doing the job of everybody, and then so it does take a lot. You hit a wall, so
I want to take this away from Brandon for a second and make it like a more global question.
Okay,
like as a general rule, then. Can, in what you've seen, you're saying that young women have a better work ethic than young men.
Yes.
Oh, now you're going to
I don't think that. Just because I don't look.
Just because you're lazy.
No.
We can't generalize all guys.
I don't think I'm lazy by any means. It's just because it doesn't look like I'm working harder than anybody else doesn't mean I'm not working harder. Like
I see. Like
more...
it didn't look like Michael Jordan was working as hard because he had so much talent.
I mean, no, it's not like it's not a talent.
LeBron
anything.
Makes it look so
effortless.
No, it's not anything with talent. It's just a lot of times I think, especially being around the office a lot as I am, everybody expects a high energy me. everybody who sees me in the office always sees me as high energy, being wacky and crazy.
I think she's just looking for high quality.
I just want my prep exactly. on time.
Melissa's like, can you just run that Xerox machine real good?
Like Bert said, it's not necessarily about Brandon. It's not about you. I mean,
we've had this conversation before.
This conversation came up before you, and we had male interns in the past and that sort of thing. I just feel like there's an attitude change once they get on the air. And I would say that the female interns that have worked on the show over the last 8 years have had a better work ethic in general, called in less, that kind of thing.
All right, if you want
I've never called out, though, by the way.
What's that?
I've never called out, by the way.
I just said it's not about you.
No, I just want to...
Guess what? It's not about you.
I just want to let that
here we go.
I just
Bert,
peed again.
I just want to let that be known.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey,
I love this show.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, Brandon, I'm always defending you, bruh, but, you know, you disappointed me, man. Like, as a black man, I hate to bring it there, but you know, Brandon, like, we got to work twice as hard to be seen as half as good. Brandon, you got to represent, dude. You can't be slacking off, man. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Not only have you let down men, but you've let down black men everywhere.
I will say
that the one guy who came from our internship program got hired by the show, the only one ever, is Carl, who is a black man. Carl's representing.
I guarantee you never had that problem out of Carl, because Carl knows what I'm talking about.
Carl opened up the door for you to slam shut.
It's really not about black or white. It's really about male or female.
Which is what we're trying to get to here.
And women do work harder.
What? Even look around the office. Women do work harder. Look at all the interns just in this office alone that have went from intern to job. There's Jen Fallon. There's Tracy. There's Joanna. I mean, all started
and
an intern. I started an intern.
And you are assuming that all three of those people were good hires. Right?
That they don't regret.
Because do you realize the paperwork that you have to do to fire a woman in this world? Like, it's not like the old days where you could just walk up and grab her boobs and she leaves on her own. No, I've tried that with Melissa like 6 times. Then you got to sit in human resources.
But I have to not enjoy it.
Right. I'm sorry. I was drinking orange juice or wine, and next thing you know, Carter was on my lap again.
Hey, The Bert Show.